Vice President John Dunlap passed around some photos and shared some company nostalgia with the chamber.
One of Bob's sons told me a few years ago that in their first month of operation, July 1970, Allen Marine Tours had two customers, and that Bob Allen was encouraged by that. The second month, they had 12 customers, and it's that kind of explosive growth that has motivated the Allen family ever since.
Dunlap said that by 1974, the Allens had outgrown their first tour boat and soon acquired two more, which they named the St. Aquilina and the St. Nicholas. The Allens used those boats both for tours and for tendering. Taking passengers to and from the cruise ships remains an important part of the company's business. In 1983, Dunlap said that the Allens built their first craft, a steel-hulled boat they named the St. Maria. Dunlap described the St. Maria as having a funky Art Deco look, but appearances were not everything to the Allens.
The first time I saw the St. Maria, I thought it was a pretty odd-looking boat. But as I learned about why it looked the way it did, it made me realize the power behind being able to build your own boats. The St. Maria, as you might recall, has these greenhouse-style windows that arc up from the sides to come up over your head. And the reason that it was done that way is Bob was doing a tour in Silver Bay, very steep-walled fjord. He wanted to cruise close to shore, and he wanted people to be able to look up from their seats and see eagles.
The boat-building side of Allen Marine surged forward in 1987 when Bob Allen won a contract to supply a ferry for the Greens Creek Mine. The boat would have to be capable of year-round daily operation between Juneau and Admiralty Island. It was the first Allen Marine catamaran.
What he came up with, the Alaska Dream, to this day is a kind of a marvel to me. A very tough catamaran vessel, 104 feet long, and it was the first catamaran in the world to be powered by four engines, each connected to independently to a water jet. And that's kind of notable because at the time Bob was told you couldn't do that, that you could not put water jets that close together, that they'd interfere with one another. He didn't believe that was going to be the case and did it. And at this point in time, every high-speed catamaran you see in the world is built on that model, four engines, four water jets.
The Alaska Dream was built in the hangar of the University of Alaska Southeast. The boat is still in service in the Caribbean under the name Island Rocket. In 1992, Allen built its first pair of fast monohull boats for its Sea Otter and Wildlife Quest, which proved so popular with the cruise lines that two more boats were needed for the second season. In 1993, the company opened its Juneau tour operation, which exceeded the size of its Sitka business in 3 years. Allen Marine opened a Ketchikan operation in 2003 and currently offers tours into Misty Fjords National Monument. Taking questions from the chamber audience, Dunlap did not express much concern over the economic downturn and the anticipated drop in cruise visitors. The company's Sitka operation would be down by 10 staff members in the coming season, but he said Allen Marine was fortunate in that it was mobile. Some Sitka tour boats would be relocated to Juneau and Ketchikan for the summer. Asked if Sitka could do anything to reverse the drop in cruise calls, Dunlap responded that although a dock might prove too controversial, Sitka could at least try to be more welcoming to the big ships. Dunlap said, "They get a mixed signal from us." Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.